Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
When it comes to home insurance, GEICO works for you. And since I'm the GEICO Gecko, I work for you too.
Hey, Gecko, could you DJ my workout?
I got you, Derek. I know you like them sweet beats on leg day. Great home gym, by the way.
That's fire, Gecko.
I call this remix, bundle your home and car insurance so you can save and get coverage that grows with you.
Oh yeah, rolls right off the tongue. And you know what else I like?
Air horn!
Aw, yeah!
Let GEICO work for you. Get more with GEICO.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom! Let's get it. You know how we do one-on-one Wednesdays, and you can be a part of what we're doing. Starter Heyman text line, 402-464-5685. If you've got questions, comments, opinions, and you want to meet the guest, this is another one I keep telling you. Jump live on the video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, and Allo Fiber Cable, channel 961. If you want to see what's going on, put a face to the name. Because today, we're going... I've made a point in my time here that in giving an explanation of how amazing Nebraska athletics is, that sometimes we miss the layup in that these programs bring some of the great young minds to Lincoln, Nebraska, but it also brings the world's best athletes to Lincoln, Nebraska. And it doesn't always get told because I know the majority of media time is spent on football. God bless them. But the Olympic programs are exceptional, and they're winning. And it's being done in silence and in the dark, and we're going to break that. That has to change. That would be my mission for 2025, is to give the Olympic sports as much exposure as possible. Here in Husker Nation, in the middle of it, this is the mothership, and we understand it, that 18 hours a day, we have time. And today, it is a blessing. We finally get to bring him in. Listen, Nebraska tennis has gone through a transition. And I think we've missed the layup in that the country's best athletes and coaches decide to coach at Nebraska. This has happened again. Let's welcome Peter Colbelt, head tennis coach for the Huskers, to 93.7 The Ticket. Coach, thank you for doing this.
DP, thanks for having me. This is cool. First time down here. It's you got an amazing place down here.
It's amazing in that a part of the move from 48th to O Street was access and giving coaches and athletes the freedom to just walk down the street and tell their story. And there's so many great stories. First of all, each of these programs is a great story. All of the coaches who coach there are great stories. Like, nobody gets to University of Nebraska without going through some stuff.
For sure.
Right? And having successes. And so we want to take time, and today we're going to do several things in this hour. An introduction to the head coach, an introduction to some of the players, and tell their stories of where they are from every corner of this earth. And then we're going to push you and drive you to go see them live at one of the better tennis facilities in the country. You may not know that because you may not have been there yet. Well, we're going to fix that. We're going to get you down to watch this tennis program, and it's a winning program, and folks don't know. So, Coach, let's go through. I always ask people, no coach gets here without going through some stuff. You got to have some people who supported you and kind of clear the path, and whether it's parents or coaches, you have people who loved on you to get you here. So who are those people for Coach Cobell?
For sure, yeah. I mean, I think it starts with my parents, my family. My mom, she's a nurse, now a doctor, and she was always at the hospital as a kid. And luckily, my dad, he's a tennis coach, so it was super easy to go to work with dad. I didn't want to go to the hospital, that's for sure. I went once, and that was enough. She had a tough job in the hospital, so I was like, yeah, it's more fun going to work with dad. So, you know, you go to the club and you play tennis all day. So that's, you know, that's more or less what I did all summer. And I grew up playing a lot of sports. My parents were super open to me playing a bunch of sports. I played basketball all the way until I was 18. I started on my varsity basketball team in Columbus, Ohio. Tennis is just in our family. It's been in our family. We grew up playing tennis. My sister, actually, ironically, she's the women's assistant coach here at Nebraska. So this is a family affair here. I came and I was like, hey, she was asking about, I was like, this place is great. And she got the assistant job here, and my parents are coming in town this weekend. They love Lincoln. It's starting to turn into home for the entire family now. So I
see a Cobalt family show in the future.
Let's do it.
Yeah, like I absolutely see telling those stories to not bury the lead, but Peter is 6'7", and it is a legit 6'7". So when you tell me that you play basketball, so was that an option too? Was that one of your real loves?
Well, growing up, I loved playing basketball. I loved the team environment. You know, you high school tennis, you get, you know, you can maybe get your best friends to come out and watch you, but you play high school basketball and you're playing in front of all, you know, a crowd. You got the away fans, you got all your home fans, you got a student section. You know, they dress up for each game differently, like different, you know, crazy environments. So I loved that part of basketball. I love being a part of a team. And there was a point where I just knew I wasn't going to be able to play at the highest levels of basketball, and I was able to do that in tennis, and I loved tennis too. And I think that's what drew me to college tennis and ultimately college coaching, was that team aspect, being a part of something bigger than yourself. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you play to win and you want to win, and you love playing in front of people, in front of the biggest crowds and the biggest environments. And that's what we're trying to build here at Nebraska, trying to build that Nebraska tennis program up to that height.
Most people would, when thinking of collegiate tennis, would think of the individual. And you speak of this fully in team. And that's got to be a huge bridge to cross and to get athletes to buy into that it's not just about me, it's about we. And we use it as a cliche, but I would think that that is a big part of it. And you grew up in what some people would say is a triangle of death,
yeah,
right. That Columbus, Ohio is for Nebraska fans. There's a visceral reaction,
sure,
to that. But I would ask you to tell the benefits of growing up in a college town, because Lincoln and Columbus are both college towns at heart.
Yep,
and both want and aspire to think of themselves as a big city. But that university did things for you. Tell me about the positives. The things, the wonderful things that Ohio State did for you.
It was amazing. Obviously, I was born in Cincinnati. We moved up to Columbus when I was like 2 years old, and I lived in Columbus, and, you know, my parents still live there. Just a friend, ton of friends, a lot of family in Ohio, but I learned a lot there. Obviously, growing up as a kid, I was obsessed with Ohio State football and Ohio State basketball. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom, every time Ohio State lost, I would cry. And my mom stopped telling me when the basketball games would be on because she didn't want me to ruin the night again. So I'm at Scooney Penn, Michael Redd, Greg Oden, Michael Conley. All, you know, I used to try and bounce the ball behind my back like Scooney Penn did when he was at the free throw line. He'd throw it like backwards around his head between his legs. And, you know, it just shaped my life, you know, for so long. And then going, being able to go to Ohio State, accepting a scholarship there, being able to play at the school that I grew up loving, like it sounds like cliche, but, you know, that's that's, you know, what you dream about doing when you're that age. So it was, it was a huge role. It played a big part in what I'm doing now.
So you've watched football games in two of the great football meccas.
Yep.
Right. To come here to Memorial, going, the Horseshoe is its own vibe, its own universe. Mm-hmm. Right. What are the things that those two places have in common?
The people. 100%. It's the fan base. They're both extremely loyal. They're both crazy. They both want success. They both, but at the end of the day, they love Ohio State and they love Nebraska. And it doesn't matter if, you know, if it's 10 degrees outside, it doesn't matter if it's 100 degrees or if it's raining or if it's snowing, like the stadium's going to be full and the people are going to be passionate and they want to win. So, I mean, but really it's about the people, both, you know, I feel like when you're in a college town and the weather is not great and there's, you know, there's this and there's that, there's the passion comes through the universities, and both schools have that.
We are in a first sit down with Nebraska's head tennis coach, Peter Cobalt. And in full disclosure, I often say this when coaches and athletes come in, that there's zero chance that we can cover everything we want to cover in the course of an hour. So it's the building of relationships, the letting people know that, first of all, this incredible young man is leading this program. And you did a thing with this program, and we'll get back to your own personal journey, but to take a program that was struggling.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And lead it and flip it into a 17-10 program is a monumental, epic amount of work. What was it? First of all, why did you choose Nebraska? And then two, what was the thing that you had to determine first to change this into a winning program?
Yeah, so I think my journey was unique. Obviously, I'm 34. I think I'm the second youngest head coach in the Power Four. And I came to Nebraska. Obviously, the previous head coach, Sean Mimey, he was a, you know, I considered him more of a mentor of mine, and I knew him well. But he took me in, and I was like, look, I took a visit here, and I saw the facilities. I saw the passion. I saw the people here, the community here. And I was like, this is a diamond in the rough tennis program here, sleeping giant. And I was like, there's a real opportunity here. And not every coach that I spoke to said that about Nebraska. And I got here and I was like, why? Like, I don't get it. I see it. Like, what don't people see here? So I don't know if it's just people that haven't been here, they don't see it or they don't know, but that was the real thing that drove me here. I was at the University of Kentucky before here. I was the volunteer assistant coach, and we had a lot of success there. My last year, we lost in the finals of the NCAA tournament. So obviously my time at Ohio State, we were very successful there. And then as that was from a player standpoint, but also now having the experience as a coach to see like what it takes as from a coaching staff standpoint at Kentucky to play at the highest level. I feel like I really truly understand what needs to be done and the path that we need to go down to have success. And obviously as a coach, you learn new things every single day. Your players are learning new things every single day, but I feel like we have endless opportunity here. We can do anything that we want to do.
You mentioned the facility, and the facility matters. Sure. We often talk like the difference, the kind of balance between facility and athlete. That there has to be a balance. One is required to get the other. No point in having a great facility if you can't fill it with wins and production and development and all those things. And it's really hard to recruit to that. You recruit to the entire world. Yeah. Let's go a little bit into where these athletes, where the current Husker roster comes from. Because you have brought the entire world to Lincoln, Nebraska.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, tennis is I think it's the second or third largest sport in the world. So, you know, a lot of schools are looking all over the planet to try and find players, and college tennis presents an opportunity where you can continue to study and play tennis, where in, you know, overseas you have to pick when you're 18 years old whether you want to be a professional or if you want to go to school. So college tennis kind of gives you both, the best of both worlds. So yeah, we look everywhere. You know, one of our captains, Anton Sheps, from Hamilton, New Zealand. And I just finished up an individual lesson with a boy from Moscow, Russia. We have a boy from Finland, two guys from Germany, Buenos Aires, Argentina, Spain. And, you know, we're obviously that's a, you know, all the corners of the world. But, you know, there's a lot of great players here in the States. And, you know, I think you have to continue recruiting both. But international piece is a big part of tennis. And not just here, but all over college tennis.
Yeah, you don't understand how goosebump friendly I just got. And the idea, trying to imagine the pitch, the sales pitch in recruiting. It's one thing to get a kid from Council Bluffs to come to Lincoln.
Sure.
It's a whole nother sales marketing pitch to get somebody from Australia, New Zealand, Russia to come to Lincoln, Nebraska. How is that happening?
Yeah, so the first thing you have to do, which most people don't know, is you have to convince that athlete to go to college tennis first. Because unlike college football or basketball, where you have to play college, you know, for a little bit of time in order to get drafted,
yeah,
you can just choose to go pro whenever you want at any age in tennis. So you don't have to play college tennis to be number one in the world. Carlos Alcaraz, Rafael Nadal, Roger Federer all didn't play college tennis, so you don't have to. So there's that, and then you also have to convince them that Nebraska is the right spot for them. And then, you know, that, and that's not easy either. Obviously every school has their challenges recruiting, but you know, that's where we lean on our facility, that's where we lean on our academics and our athletic department. That's where, you know, we're the eighth largest athletic department in the country. Like, this is big time college athletics. Like, this is the real deal. This is the University of Nebraska. This is, there's history, there's people, there's everything here. And my job and our job as a coaching staff is to figure out how to get that out there when we're talking to recruits. So I think it starts with your passion, and I think it starts with work ethic and talking to as many kids as you can, agents, all the above. There, you know, it's not easy. It's highly competitive. But that's the part I love. You know, if it wasn't like that, it wouldn't be any fun. So,
Coach, what's the pitch to get these athletes who, a lot of tennis programs are coastal, right? It's good weather.
Yep.
Good weather matters.
Sure.
When it comes to that, baseball and softball struggle with some of the same issue.
Sure.
What's the pitch and sell for you to get people to come from all over the world to this little place in the middle of the country with weather that isn't always ideal for the sport that you play?
Yeah. So one of the first things I do, I'm very upfront with the recruits. I'm like, hey, if you're looking for the beach and the parties and the nice weather, Nebraska is not the place for you. We play indoor tennis half the time of the year. So let us know right now if that's what you want. And then if it is, then that's the end of the recruiting pitch. So we in our recruiting process, we have parameters and we have things that we're looking for in each recruit. And then once we start communicating with them, we start to kind of like work our way through the recruiting process. And then once we find a couple guys that we really like, we know it, and we push hard into those spots. And I think I have a pretty good idea of what we're looking for here. This is this is Lincoln, Nebraska. This is the University of Nebraska. Everything that's here comes from hard work, blue collar people, you know, agriculture out there, farming, working with your hands, you know, hard work. So those are the types of kids that we want to recruit here. And I think once, you know, we talk to them, they hear the passion from the coaching staff, they starting to see how we're doing better with our results. And then we get them on a visit and they see everything here. They're like, okay, like I can see myself coming here. So
you had the blessing of playing at a high level and then continuing forward. How much of that is a part of the pitch and sell to get folks here?
Sure. I think when you're talking to kids from the other side of the world and you're on that first FaceTime call, you know, there's a sense of trust already that, like, hey, I'm 34 years old. I played professionally against some of the guys that are top 100 in the world right now. And I know exactly what you need to do to play at that level. So I think there's a sense of like, okay, like before that kid jumps on the call with me, he's like, okay, like whatever this coach is saying, like he probably knows because he's been there. And so there's a sense of trust or connection, a small one. I think there's a lot that goes on top of it, but it opens the door at the beginning of the recruiting process. So
I think through all of it, and this is part of why you and I were talking before we went live, and a part of what I think we can help you with is just getting these stories and getting this information out here, because I can guarantee you these aren't conversations that most of the listeners have heard. Sure. They don't know the process for tennis. They don't know the athletes. They may not know you. They're going to know you because you're worthy of it. And there's so much gold to what you're saying that it's going to help explain some of the other sports as well. Plus, he's a sports fan, and that certainly that certainly doesn't hurt. Peter Crowbelt, head coach, Husker Tennis. We'll throw it to break when we come back. I want to go up and down this roster.
Let's do it.
To give people some insight about who these young people are, where they come from, and where they're going, what the ceiling is for them. And then we'll talk about the facility, and then there's a date coming up that we need to get busy and active on. We'll figure out how we're going to fill up that arena so that, you know, it shows what Nebraska is really about. They need 500 fans. I think we can get there. DP, one-on-one, the ticket.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.